欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie。 在以往我们的节目当中呢，跟大家介绍过不少的超级英雄，今天呢我们再跟 Tom 来了解一位惊奇漫画底下的经典的超级英雄形象，绿巨人。
Hi everyone, this is Tom. Today we're going to share the movie Hawk. Hawk is a 2003 American superhero film based on the fiction Marvel Comics character of the same name.
惊奇漫画 Marvel Comics中的经典人物形象呢，被搬上了大荧幕之后，都曾经创下了一个又一个的票房记录，比如刀锋战士 Blade、 X 战警 X-Men、 蜘蛛侠 Spider-Man 等等。而风靡了40多年的绿巨人呢，也终于在2003年被改编成了电影。华人导演李安更是发挥了他特别的想象力，利用创新的特技效果，赋予了这个动漫超级英雄鲜活的生命力。
The film explores the origins of the Hawk.Which is mainly attributed to Banner's father's experiments on himself and on his son.
影片的开头呢，讲述了主人公 Bruce 的父亲 David 正在致力于科学研究一项可以使人类在危机时产生超人能力的基因改造计划。
David Banner is a genetics researcher trying to improve human DNA.
很显然，政府是不会同意这项技术用于人体实验的。
There's simply no way to shield against every weaponized agent.That I can make super immune systems by strengthening the human cellular response.
Banner, I know where you're going, but manipulating the immune system is dangerous and stupid. The president's science advisors made it absolutely clear. No human subjects.
我们首先要熟悉一个词组 immune system, 免疫系统。在电影里，这个词经常被提起，因为 David 的目标就是制造超级免疫系统 super immune system。而 David 的上司将军 Ross 也明确表示。Manipulating the immune system, 控制免疫系统 is dangerous and stupid, 是非常危险和愚蠢的。The president's science advisors made it absolutely clear, no human subjects. 总统的科学顾问已经把话讲得非常清楚了，禁止人体研究 no human subjects.
虽然政府严令禁止，但是 David 还是偷偷地进行着他的研究，并向自己的体内注射了药物。
Once his wife gives birth to their son Bruce,David realizes his mutant DNA has been passed on and attempts to find a cure for his son's condition.
在得知 David 这些年来呢仍然在秘密地进行这个危险的试验之后，将军 Ross 马上出面干预了。
The samples we found in your lab, they were human blood. You've ignored protocol.
You had no right to stick it around in my lab. That's my business.
Wrong, Banner. Government business, and you're off the project.
Ross 将军找到 David， 很严厉地说 ：“The samples we found in your lab, they were human blood. 我们在实验室找到了人类血液样本。You've ignored protocol. 你违反了规定。”David 回答说 ：“You had no right snooping around in my lab. That's my business. 你无权干涉我的实验，这是我个人的事儿。Snoop around 就是巡视、窥视的意思。比如说 ，This peculiar person snooping around， 有个古怪的人在附近窥探。但 Ross 将军。斩钉截铁地说 Ron Banner, it's government business, and you're off the project. 错了，这可是政府的公事，你不许再参与这个项目了。
David 匆匆赶回了家，想在被军方抓走之前呢，亲手杀死儿子 Bruce， 因为他深知 Bruce 不是个正常的孩子，他因为遗传了自己身上的突变基因，已经变成了个怪物。
David, in a fit of rage, accidentally kills his wife.He is then put into a mental hospital, while 4-year-old Bruce is sent into foster care and adopted.
亲眼目睹了母亲的惨死，惊吓过度的 Bruce 已经不能回忆起童年时的细节了。而成年以后的 Bruce 呢，成为了美国伯克利军方的一位科学家，专职从事新型高能炸弹的研究工作。而 Bruce 的前女友，他的同事 Betty 厌倦了他情感的闭锁，转而成了他平静生活的旁观者。
I don't understand why you don't want to find out about them.
They're dead. They died before I can remember anything. Why do you always come back to this?
Don't know. Guess I figure there's more to you than you like to show. Guess there couldn't be any less.
Right, so now we come full circle back to that. Nice work, Betty.
Bruce 一直不愿意谈及自己的亲生父母，但是 Betty 呢，总是提起这个话题。
Betty 解释说 ，I guess I figure there's more to you than you like to show. 也许是我觉得你内心里有很多秘密却没表现出来，你一定有很多难言之隐。 I guess there couldn't be any less。 我是说你一定都很压抑，因为你不可能天生就这么冷漠。
在 Betty 的恳求下呢， Bruce 答应帮他做一个突破性的研究，做一个实验。而这个研究呢，实际上就是和当年他的父亲 David 做的研究是一样的。那在进行初期试验的时候，一个小小的疏忽引发了一场重大的事故。 Bruce 为了救同事的命，受到了足以致人死亡的伽马射线的辐射。
Bruce succumbs to a scientific experiment accident which causes radiation to intervene with Bruce's already altered DNA。
立即被送往了医疗中心。他醒来以后呢，发现自己居然毫发无伤，反而更加健康了。 Betty 对此呢十分的疑惑，他认为即使他们研制的那种纳米药物在事故中暂时起了作用，让 Bruce 得以幸存，但是因为药物还存在着缺陷，所以 Bruce 很快也会像他们此前的实验动物一样死亡的。
I don't understand how this is possible. You should be dead.
They worked.The nanomats. I feel great. I feel like, I don't know, they must have, like, fixed me.
Bruce, they've killed everything else that they've come into contact with. Are you sure the doctor checked?
The doctor gave me the full workup. He wants to know where he can get what I'm taking. I'm 100%. More.
What do you mean?
Remember my bad knee? Well, now it's my good knee.
Bruce, this isn't funny.I was watching you. You were going to die, and I was going to have to watch you die.
I'm sorry. Really? Hey, I'm not going to explode, okay?
Yeah.
You should get some rest. I'm fine, really. I've never felt better.
Bruce 安慰 Betty 说, The doctor gave me the full workup.Workup 在这里是病情检查的意思。Bruce 说，医生给我做过了全面检查。I'm 100% more. 我身体非常好，甚至比正常还要好。
我真的搞不懂怎么会这样。你竟然活了下来。
纳米药物，还有药，我感觉好极了，就好像怎么说呢，就好像换了个人。
布鲁斯，伽马射线会杀死所有接触它的生物。你肯定医生检查过，
医生给我做了全面检查，他说如果有机会，他本人也很想照照。我的健康状况极好，真的。
你在说什么？
记得我膝盖有伤吗？现在全好了。
布鲁斯，这不是开玩笑，你受到辐射，生命垂危，就连我也没有办法救你。
贝蒂，我很抱歉。我保证，我不会让自己暴力的，真的。
好，
你应该休息一下。我很好，真的。我感觉好极了。
Betty 离开之后呢，有一个神秘的客人到访，他自称是 Bruce 的父亲。
That night, Bruce's father confronts him, revealing their relationship and hinting at the mutation inside Bruce.
Your name is not Crenshaw.Banner.
What?
Your name? It's Banner. Bruce Banner. Bruce.
How'd you get in here?
I work here now. In the labs. The late shift. It keeps me close to you. You always work so late yourself with your friend Miss Ross. Please, please. Let me.
You should leave now. I'll be fine.
You must know. You may not want to believe it, but I can see it in your eyes. So much like your mother's. Of course, you're my flesh and blood. But then you're something else, too, aren't you? My physical son. And a child of my mind, too.
You're lying. My parents died when I was a small boy.
No, it's not true. It's not true. That's what they wanted you to believe. The experiments, the accident, all top secret. They put me away for 30 years. 30 years. Away from you. Away from our work. But they couldn't keep me forever after all I've seen. They had to admit it.
也就是 David 在精神病医院被关了30年之后呢，终于被释放了，而他也溜进了 Bruce 所在的这个研究中心做一个夜班守卫，为的呢就是闹清 Bruce 的真实身份。现在他知道了 Bruce 真的就是他的孩子。
David 说 You're my flesh and blood， 你是我的亲生骨肉。 But then you're something else too， aren't you？ 不过你也是别的东西，不是吗？ My physical son， but the child of my mind too。肉体上是我的儿子，内心也是我的翻版。
Bruce 呢显然不愿意接受这个事实，但其实呢这30年来 Bruce 也一直觉得自己是不同寻常的，只是他不知道自己特殊在什么地方。
这时候 David 告诉他 Everything your extraordinary mind has been seeking all these years it's been inside you， 这些年来你那非凡的内心一直在寻找的东西已经就在你的体内了。
你不信克伦斯了，你姓班了。
什么？
你的姓班呢？ Bruce 班呢？ Bruce，
你怎么进来的？
我在这儿工作，在实验室值夜班。我想离你更近一些。你经常工作到很晚，和你的朋友 Rose 交流。不，慢点慢点，让我来。你情况不好。发生了可怕的事故，你很奇怪自己为什么还活着。你认为原因在你的身体内部，和别人不一样。你要是不能理解，我可以帮助你，如果你愿意，如果你原谅我的话。
听着，先生。我根本不需要你原谅什么，也许你现在该走了，我不会有事的。
你必须知道，也许你不愿意相信，但我还是能够看出来，你的眼睛和你母亲一模一样，皮肤和血液是我的，当然也会有不同之处，你说对吗？肉体上是我儿子，内心也是我的翻版。
不，你撒谎。我父母在我很小的时候就去世了。
不，不是真的，不是真的，那是他们编造出来骗你的。那些试验，那个事故，都是最高机密，他们整整关了我30年，30年呢。离开你，离开我的工作，但他们不能永远把我关下去。我是正常的人，他们心里很清楚。听我说，这些年来，你那非凡而深邃的内心，从来就没有停止过寻觅。你默默忍受着，现在都明白了，我们可以放心了。老婆，不要紧，又是罗斯小姐，尽管她的事情你应该了解，不，罗斯很让人伤脑筋，我不能让她伤害你。
你出去，布鲁斯，
出去。
这个自称是父亲的人的一番话呢，让布鲁斯更加的警醒。他觉得确实自己的体内蕴藏着一个大秘密，于是呢，他对自己的血样进行了分析，并且发现了异常。这个时候的他似乎想起了小时候的很多事情，布鲁斯也开始变得愤怒，并且无法控制自己的行为。
Soon after, the building rage within Bruce, stemming from all of his stresses building up around him, activates his gamma-radiated DNA.Transforming him into the Hulk. After he destroyed the lab, Daddy finds Bruce.Unconscious, and he barely remembers his transformation.
Betty 的父亲 Ross 将军在实验室的爆炸现场发现了 Bruce 的证件。Bruce 虽然不记得自己去过实验室，但是他却记得自己做了一个可怕的梦。在他梦中呢，那个自称是他父亲的人就是实验室新来的管理员。于是 Betty 决定呢去找那个管理员问问清楚。
I came to ask you something that I really have no business asking.
He told me.
He said you talked to him.
Thanks, no.
Bruce was at the lab last night. He said that you were there too. He can't remember much about it. I need to find out what happened.
So you want to know what's wrong with him? So you can fix him. Cure him. Change him.
My father's with the military.He seems to think he's involved in some kind of threat to national security.
Yes, Father. Ross. You brought your father down upon his head. How little you understand, Miss Ross, and how dangerous your ignorance has become.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. My son is unique. That's why you can't relate to him.And because he is unique, the world will not tolerate his existence, will they? But you, you try, don't you? Yeah. And a very beautiful woman like you, your attentions can't be completely unwanted.
多少让 David 有点吃惊，他知道 Patty 已经察觉了这个 Bruce 身上呢有着惊人的大秘密。
David 说 My son is unique. That's why you can't relate to him. 我儿子很特殊，所以你无法接近他。 And because he is unique, the world will not tolerate his existence. 也正因为他很特殊，这个世界是不能容忍他的存在的。 Relate to 在这里是与什么什么协调，与什么什么相处的好，与什么什么相适应的意思。比如说 ,she doesn't relate very well to her mother, 她和她母亲关系不太融洽。再比如 ,it's too bad that you're unable to relate to the environment, 你不能适应环境，这太糟糕了。另外 ,relate to, 还有一个我们比较熟悉的意思，就是将什么什么与什么什么联系起来。比如 ,we must relate these principles to our everyday work, 我们必须把这些原则和我们日常工作联系起来。还有 ,relate to 也可以理解为涉及、关系到或者同什么什么有关系的意思。比如说 ,the lawyer read all the papers relating to the case. 律师阅读了与这个案件有关的所有文件。最后 ,David 下结论说 ,I'm afraid we're both too late to help him. 恐怕我们俩都来不及帮他了。
我是想来问你一件事情。本来我不应该过问的。
他告诉你了。
他说你和他谈过。
啊。
布鲁斯昨晚在实验室，他说你也在，可是他记不清了。我想知道发生了什么事。
你想知道他出了什么事，然后你想办法治好他，改变他。
我父亲在军队做事，他好像认为布鲁斯卷入了某种危害国家安全的阴谋活动。
你父亲罗斯，你父亲是因为你才去找他的麻烦。你根本想不到罗斯小姐，你的冒失会给他带去多大的危险。
真是对不起。
别说对不起，要知道我儿子不是凡人，所以你无法接近他。但正因为他不同寻常，这个世界才不能容忍他，对吗？不过你尝试过，对不对？没错，像你这么漂亮的女人，你的要求男人是绝不会拒绝的，对吗？不会，尤其是你这双眼睛带着期待的神情，很可爱。可我们已经来不及拯救他了，我没有办法拯救他，我拯救你。而且他明确表示和我没有任何关系，这是他说的。如果你不介意，罗斯小姐，我还有事情要做。晚安。
另外一边呢， Bruce 也被 Ross 将军带走了，并且进行了单独的审问。但是似乎 Bruce 真的已经不记得任何小时候发生的事情了。至于 David 到底是谁， Bruce 也不置可否。那接下来的故事将如何发展呢？ Bruce 能够变身绿巨人的秘密是否被军方知晓了呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Tom 来分享这一部科幻题材的影片绿巨人。
Before the end, let's review some words and phrases. Immune system, 免疫系统。 Snoop around,巡视、窥视。 Relate to, 与什么什么协调。
Alright, that's all for today. 别忘了明天继续跟我们分享精彩的故事。
And this is Tom, Invasion.
I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
Bye bye.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the worldShe walks in a mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You can stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video.Radio Simpson at 4 every day.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。英语 PK 台，一起学起来。
民生、改革之魂、发展之要、社会之基、国家之本、他山之石、国外民生制度念念观，13集系列广播作品，10月1日至7日，北京外语广播听世界节目，每天16点、19点30倾情呈现，欢迎收听。
北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，您可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打6515-7598了解更多收听方式。